Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Yud Beis Ma Beis. The Gemara gets into the Mishnah is quoted here in the first parak of Maseches Ksubas. Are arguments between the husband and the wife, getting into sukkahs of Bari Veshema and the Chazaka, major heavy topics relating to all these different types of sukkahs. So we're going to speak about one element of all of these sukkahs, and that's the sukkah of Shuas Heses, which comes up here and it comes up in Maseches Shuas and elsewhere. The Gemara first has the Mishnah of a man gets married, Hamnosi Yasi Isha, and he does not find her to be a psula. So there's a machlokas. When did she lose her psula? She admits that she was not a psula. She didn't tell him beforehand about that. And she says, Bishirastani Nanasti. She says, after Erisin, I was Nanas. So at the moment of Erisin, when you wrote me the Ksuba, when you committed to the Ksuba, I was still a psula, and therefore I get a Ksuba of 200. And it was Ones, so therefore I'm still entitled to the Ksuba. And Nistakva Sadeu, tough luck on you, she says to the husband. Vahu Omer, and he says, Lo, Ela Achel Erastech. No, it was before Erisin, and therefore the time of Erisin you were not a psula, and therefore it was a Megatos. I shouldn't have to give you a Ksuba of 200. Remember, Erisin was done a year before Nisuin, and they lived in totally different places, and communication wasn't what it is today, and therefore, you know, there was no, less of a chance that they would be talking to each other before the Nisuin and have this conversation. So Machlokas Tanoim, who is believed, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar says she is believed, and Rabbi Yeshua says, Lo mipiha anu chaya. We think Rashi points out that this is based on Bari Veshema Bari Yadef. She is a Bari when things happen, and he is a Shema. So relating to this Machlokas, the Gemara quoted another Machlokas Amoraim, where the Gemara says, Marli biyatcha, Ruvain says to Shimon, you owe me 100, and he says, I don't know what you're talking about. He does not say no. He says, I don't know. So Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna say, Chayef, he's Chayef, even though the Marli biyatcha person doesn't have any proof. If there's a shtar, that he obviously has to pay. If there are two aidim, he obviously has to pay. If there's one aid, then he's Chayef to make a shvua. But if he has no proof, and he answers, I don't know, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna say Chayev, Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan say Pater. Why? What's this about? So Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say Chayev, Bari Veshema Bari Yadif. Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan say Pater, Uki Mamona Bechezkes Mare. If somebody comes over and says, you owe me money, he says, I don't know, so then, Cheskas Mamon Amosim Echaveiro, Alav Haraya. So Pater, and that's what we paskin. We paskin Pater in this case where he doesn't have any proof. Rashi says on Pater, Pater Milashalem. Even though he is pater, the person saying, I don't know, is pater, but he has to swear that he doesn't know. He has to swear, mashbin on lei shvuas heses, shekein hu kidvarav, she'eini yodea shehu chayev lo. He has to swear that he doesn't know. Right, interesting. Most of the time we swear that we know. We swear we don't have something. We swear that this happened. Here he swears that he does not know whether he's chayev, and in that case he would be pater. So that's the case of the Amoraim. What about the case of the Mishnah, where we paskin also that she is believed. She is believed to say that it happened after Erisin and it was an Ones. So the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayis says that Halacha Karam Gablia, but she also must make a Heses. He does not mention that in Hilchas Ishus. And we're not going to deal with that right now, but in Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, Amr Hi Emes, Amar Shelo Mitzaani Besula. It's true that I was not a Besula. The Ish Ba Alai Baones, Achash Nis Aras Tilo, Harezu Ne Emenes, Viksubasa Masayim, Kemosha Haisa. Right? Does not mention anything about Shvuas Heses. We're not going to deal with that stira right now. But we're going to talk in general about the issue of Shuas Heses. Shuas Heses is a unique type of Shua within the world of Shuas. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Torah Benitan, we know there are different categories of Shuas. Right? At the beginning of Hilchas Shuas, the Rambam talks about the four categories of Shuas that I can make on my own. Right? Shuas Shav, Shuas Ha'edah, Shuas Apikadon, right? All of those in the four different categories of Shuas Shav, but those are all Shuas that I can take on my own. At the beginning of Hilchas Torah Benitan, the Rambam talks about the three types of Shuas that Beis Din can make me swear. Ein lecha mechuyev Shvua min ha'Torah chutz b'shlosha. There are three Shvuas that one can be chayev, nida, or raisa, and Beis Din would make you pay, make you swear. Mishod b'miksas ha'metalatzel. Number one, mod b'miksas. Umishachivo eid echad, shvuas eid echad, as I just referred to before, if somebody has an eid echad, that's mechayev the other person to take a shvua about money. Vaha shomer, and then the shvuas shomer, which includes many, the Gemara says, right in Bab Metzia, a couple of shvuas. Shvua sheni b'shuso, shvua shalosh alati boyad, and shvua about what happened to the item. So it's within shvuas hashomer. Shari nemar b'shomer, shvuas hashem, tihiya bein shneim. V'kar biyarnu b'shvuas shashomer, b'ilchas chirus, v'kol echad mishlashta nishpa, the niftar milashalim, and all three of these shvuas mod b'miksas eight echad and shomer. It's nishba v'niftar. Avakol nishba v'notlin, but all nishba v'notlin. Anytime you swear and you take something, that's a shvuah d'rabban. Go in sachir v'nechba v'nigzal. That long mishnah in Masechah Shvuas upogim shtar v'chayotzi bo v'chein kol nishba v'taina safik. Could go in hashutvin. The shutav does not know what happened. So one shutav makes the other shutav swear. V'harisen kulan nishba'in petakanas chachamim. All nishba v'niftars, all the shvuah d'arises are nishba v'niftar. Shvuah d'rabbanans are nishba v'notav. V'chol elu hashvuas afal pishim midevrei sofrim harihein ke'ein shel Torah b'nikitas chayfetz. All of these shvuas d'rabbanan are still holding a sefer Torah b'nikitas chayfetz. Right. So that is the Rambam introduction to all of Hilchos Shvuas. So we skip a couple of halachas, and then the Rambam says, "Kol mi shechuyev shvuah min haTorah, as we know, hariz nishba v'niftar v'chulu." And then the Rambam quotes the idea of shvuas heses. The Rambam says in the next halacha, "B'kol leilu padam mishvuas haTorah." But if it's the case of kofer b'kol, avol chachmei haTalmud tiknu. So does that mean the Rambam agrees to the Rishonim that Rav Nachman made Shvuas Heses? That could be, right? The Shvuas Heses is not mentioned in Mishnayos anywhere. That's an amazing comment, right? It's only mentioned in the Gemara. So maybe it wasn't even instituted Bismana Mishnah, it was only Bismana Gemara. The Rambam says, Chachmei HaTalmud, Tiknu, Sheyishva, HaNitva, B'kol Elu, Shvuas Heses, V'Yipater. Whenever the Nitva is Kofer B'kol, or Me'olam, or Halach, or some of the other cases, he says, "Pater midaraisa, but you make a shua spaseses." Ve'eino kein shal Torah lefisha ein banakitas chayfetz. There's no holding a Torah. It's not like the other drabbanans. It's different. V'karbiyana derech hashvuas shal Torah v'derech shuas heses behilchos shvuas. So this is shuas heses in a case where you are pater from a shvuah daraisa, but we make you take a shvuah derabbanan nishba v'niftar. So what is the nature of shuas heses? That is the question that we're going to deal with. But first, a couple of questions. There are a number of machlokas rishonim about shuas heses. If you keep reading the Rambam in Halacha Vav, what about the concept of meifich shvuah? If somebody's chayav a shvuah, could he just say, well, I don't want to take a shvuah. If you want to take a shvuah, you can take a shvuah. So does that work? Does meifich shvuah work? So says the Rambam, kol mechuyv shvuas heses. Im rotzal hafuch ha-shvuah la toveya, hari ha-toveya nishva heses, v'notu mechavero, yes. There's a concept of meifich shvua by heses. Ve'ein lecha mi shenishba heses v'noto mechavero elazeh shenefcha alav shvuas heses. The only time a heses would be nishba v'notel is by meifich. Ve'ein lecha shvua shetehafeich ela shvuas heses bovad. And the only shvua that you could do that by is by heses. Aval shvua shel Torah o shel divrehem, the first two categories that we just spoke about, shikain shel Torah, ein ofchen shvuasan. If I'm chayev shvuah, if somebody brings an eid echad against me, and I have to swear that I don't owe him money, I can't say, well, you could swear and you could take. No, can't do that. Only by shvuas heses. So what does that tell us about shvuas heses? Why are you able to just flip it? One question. Number two, the Me'iri in Shvuas, Adaf Mem Aleph, that's where shvuas heses is discussed at length. The Me'iri discusses the concept of ta'aninan. Usually somebody comes to Beis Din and says, please swear to me. Swear to me that what happened with the Shmira, swear to me by the Eid Echad. What happens if somebody's in Beis Din and they don't know? Maybe they don't know about the concept of Shuas Heses. What if they are not in Beis Din? Could Beis Din be towing on behalf of the Tovim? Right? Ta'aninan. That's the question of Ta'aninan. Says the Me'iri, Shvuas, Mem Aleph, Ksas Geonim, Nistafku, Bishvuas Heses. Some Geonim had a suffix about Heses. Im lo tava hatoveya, im anu toan in kach bishvilo. If we are toin for him, veruba maskimim, most assume, de inami lo toin anantanin alay. We are toin for him. Shim lo kain, kisha amar ika beinam, meifach shua, because when the Gemara says, the nafkamina, it could have said this nafkamina too. Hailo gama, kain lomar ika beinam, to be daraisa, avagav, de lo toin tanin alay. The Gemara talks about the differences there in Shavuos Ben Malaf between Shavuos Daraisa and Shavuos Darabanan. It could have been a nafkamina of Ta'aninan, and it doesn't say that, so it must be that just like we're Ta'aninan for Shavuos Daraisa, we would also be Ta'aninan Shavuos Darabanan. But the Miri has a suffix about it, right? These Gaonim or Nistafku. What's the suffix about? What's the suffix about? Even the word Hesis, interestingly, is a discussion. How? What exactly does that? What does the word Hesis come from? Vilkan Shvuas. Rashi in Shvuas on Daf Mem. Rashi Shvuas Daf Mem says Hesis is from the word placed on. Hesis Lashon Suma. Shesamu Chachamim Alav Shvua. The Chachamim put a Shvua on him. Kemoi quotes a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel. Hashem Asischabi. Hashem placed something on me. Right. So Hesis is from the Lashon of placed on. Well, if you look in Rashi in Bamitzia on Daf Hey. Hesis means lahasis, to encourage him to admit. To encourage him to admit whatever happened. So what exactly is that little difference in language? Is that significant? So maybe the secret of our discussion is embedded in that Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Mem Beis or Daf Mem Aleph, where the Gemara has two deos, whether Hesis only applies to Drara de Mamona, whether there's some basis for his claim. Drara de Mamona is a phrase that's used in the Gemara in more than one context. There it means whether there's some basis for his claim, whether the case there is talking about two cases where Hesis applies. One of them is where he admitted yesterday and now he denies it. Right, so that's a case of Drara de Mamona, because there's already a possibility and some basis. The Gemara says, Uman demasti la seifa, hachahu de'ika Drara de Mamona. Aval hasam deleka Drara de Mamona, where there's no proof of anything, lo, so then maybe we wouldn't say Shavuos Hesis. And the first day it does not say that. So what exactly, the first day it says that even by not Drara de Mamona, there's a Shavuos Hesis. So what exactly is the issue? So the Achronim say, Shavuos Hesis, if it's only by Drara de Mamona, maybe the reason for a Shavuos Hesis is because there really is a chashash. Somebody is kofar bakol. Reuben goes over to Shimon and says, you owe me money. And he says, I have no idea what you're talking about. Would Reuben go over to Shimon without any basis? Would he just go over out of the blue? Ein adam toveya ela im kein yeshlo. A person wouldn't go out of the blue and try to claim something. It must be, you know, he has no proof. He doesn't even have an eid echad. But you know what? Make a shvua. Because there's a real chash. A very low-level chash. He doesn't have any proof. But that's why Hesis must be taken, because we really think that possibly he owes him the money. The other day, the other understanding, and maybe this is the day that only when there's Drara de Mamona, but if there's not Drara de Mamona, then he would not take a Hesis. Maybe that's based on the different svar, and that is, really there is no chash. If you have no proof, then we can't think anything about the other person. There's no shtar, there's no aid, there's nothing. So anybody can go over to anybody and just claim things. But you know what? Lahafiz daito shabalabayas, to use the lashon, right? Just to appease him. You know what? He came over, so just swear to him. But it's not really any basis for the hesis that we really are choshed that this person owes him the money. You might as well make the guy happy. So maybe those are 2 days how to look at Hesis, whether there's a real achshash or not, or if it's just make him happy. Maybe that's the issue of Taninan, right? That suffix of the Gaonim and the Meiri. If it's Me'ikar Adin, so then just like a Shvua Daraisa. Shvua Daraisa, Shvua is Levarer HaEmes. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what the reality was. So like any other Chiv of the Nitva, he has to swear even without a Tviya. But if it's just Lahafiz Dadl Shabalabayas, so then maybe there is no Balabayas being Tovaya here. It's just to make him happy, but here he's not upset. He's not demanding. He might not even know. And therefore, we wouldn't suggest the Shavuos Hesis in that case. Also, Mefach Shavua. Right? The Rambam says it's the only one. So if it's Me'ikar Adin, so then I have to swear there's a real Chash, then I have that responsibility, just like any other Shavua. Right, you have a claim against me, I have to swear. What does that have to do with me? If I don't want to do it, then we get into the sugyas of mitoch sheni yachad shava mishalem, instead of mefech. But you can't just switch it on me. But if it's just lahafiz daito shabalabayas, the balabayas doesn't have really any claim, and halacha does not really demand this, and maybe it's a late-breaking takana of Rav Nachman, of the Dor of Rav Nachman, lahafiz daito, then he gets it. You want it, so you swear. I'm not swearing, right? People don't like to swear even without Nikitas Chefetz, and therefore he could just be Mefech. Maybe that's even the word game. Maybe that's even the word game. Rashi and Bamitzia, right? Rashi says, we convince him, right? We try to encourage him to admit. So maybe that's, according to that Rashi, it's the real chash, because we're really encouraging him. But if it's just the Rashi and Shavuos, we place it upon him. We put it on him, but it's not really that we're, have any questions. Again, you can't build a shear based on that word issue, but again, maybe it could fit in. Again, if it's ever a real chash, that approach, then that's a better chance that it will be patterned after regular oaths, right? If it's just lahafiz daito, then it could be a rule breaker, as we just said, from Mefech. There are other nafkaminas as well. There's a big discussion in the Rimi Gash in Shavuos Daf Mem Beis. Rimi Gash was the Rebbe of Maimon, the Rambam's father. The Rambam says that he got a bracha from the Rimi Gash when he was a very little boy, and he attributed much of his success to that bracha of the Rimi Gash. The Rimi Gash talks about, what about a tainus katan? There's a tfi of a katan. Ein nishba'in al tainus katan. That's a rule. So the Rimi Gash says that only applies to modes of mixas and eid echad. Right, that he you don't have to swear for based on a tainus katan, but he does make a hesis. There is a hesis that is taken even by a tainus katan. Why? Because that shvua is not dependent on the toveya. There is no toveya here. He's a katan. So modu makes us an edecha which require a toveya. So then there's no shvua. But hesis, there is no toveya. So others argue. So again, this is similar to the ta'aninan idea that we mentioned earlier. Or there's another important discussion of Eid Misayeya. Eid Misayeya. So that comes up at the beginning of Maseches Bava Metzia. We know there's an Eid Echad. If I bring an Eid Echad, it's Kam L'Shvua. It makes you swear. But what if instead of having an Eid Echad to be Mechayev you, what if you have an Eid Echad of support? Somebody comes over to you and says that you owe me money, and I have an Eid Echad that supports that I don't owe him money. So is that Eid Echad, Eid Misayeya? So that's a big sugya, whether an Eid Misayeya is a Poter Shvua. But if it is Poter Shvua, what about Hesis? What about Hesis? Does Eid Misayeya, even if the Eid Misayeya is Poter Mishvua, does it Poter Hesis? That's a discussion in the tour, the end of Siman Pei Dalet in Choshen Mishpat, where the Torah says, "Av b'milva al pesha tavo v'amar shepra'o u'mevi eid echad siyua l'dvarav." If by a milva al peh, right, the Reuven comes over, yomi money, and Shimon says that I repaid pra'o u'mevi eid echad siyua l'dvarav. I have an eid echad that I paid. Halo v'pater kivan shah eid misayo ve'ein alav elachirim stam u'balachumas kasa v'av b'ish eid misayo tzarach shvuas hesus lipater. Even if I have an eid echad, hesus survives eid echad. Even if I have an eid echad and I'm pater from other shvuas, then I don't have to take, I have to take a hesis. V'lo nehira, says the tour. The tour says, I don't understand. The kemod de eid echad mechayvo shvua, gamkin poter mena shvua. An eid echad is poter mena shvua, and therefore there is no need to take a hesis either. So that's, again, another nafkamina. So how do we understand this? If it's about real raya, so then maybe there's no reason for you to have to take this oath, because there is no chash. You have an eid echad that supports you. But if it's just, you know, you might as well, lahafiz daito shabal abayis, so then, you know, maybe, you know, I don't care about the eid echad, the tovea would say. I want you to swear to me. That would make me feel better. So again, it's so weak that it survives. Its weakness is its strength, we might say. Right, it's so weak, it's just love is daito, that even if you have support on your side, even if you have an edecha on your side, it would be able to withstand that. Finally, maybe we'll get to our case. Our case is a tainas shema, right? The husband says, you lost your besulim. She says it was after Erisin and Baones. And the husband says, I don't know, maybe it was beforehand. Right? In the other case, Amanali Biyatcha, that's a tainas vadai. But in the Mishnah's case, it's a Taina Shema. So what is the halacha by Taina Shema Ein Ein Echad? So the Rambam up above, the Rambam had said in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, here, Perek Aleph Zayin, we didn't read this, Taina Toiv Nitan, Ein Mashbi'in Shuas Heses Ela Al Taina Vadai, Aval ala safek pater, right? That's what the Rambam that we just had that stira, right? In Hilchas Ishah, the Rambam says there's no shvuas hesed, not like Pirush Mishnayos, but that's what he says here. Ain't there's no hesed only by Tanis Vada, Ketsa, kimedu mali sheishli es chamana. I think that you owe me 100. Osh amar manos ravis chal kimedu mali shlo paratani. I think that you didn't pay me back, right? All these cases, or my father, I think. Davar ploni nignami beisiv lo yashem alata. You're the only one that could have stolen this. And in all those cases, Hare ze pater afi shvuas heses b'chei kol yosef b'zaram says there's no shvuas heses when it comes to a tainas shema. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah machlokas about this in Simon Ayin Hey. So what would you say here? So maybe this way could go in both directions. And if you say it's a takanet kavua, there's a real chshash, so then maybe it's like other shvuas. It's only by a tainas vaday. If you have a tainas vaday, then that's a real chshash. Tainas shema, that's not a real chshash, and therefore we're not going to make you pay. There's no chshash. But if you say it's just lahafis daito, then maybe just make him feel good, even if he's not sure, even if he has a tainas shema, you might say. Or you might say the opposite. If it's lahafis daito to make him feel better, there's no real chshash, it's already on shaky ground, so then maybe only the tainas vaday do you have a chiyuv to like make him feel better. But if it's a bona fide chshash, then even a tainas shema is enough, which might be like Shuas HaShomrim, is always a tainas shema, right? The husband, the owner doesn't have any idea what happened to it. So again, these are some of the issues that come up regarding Shuas Heses. We'll stop here.